शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु आई कैरीड everyone's loving remembrances of myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that the atmosphere of the subtle region was a bit different today. I saw a very beautiful globe there. There was lights all around. It was illuminated in light, and the globe was slowly rotating. In some places, the light that shone on this globe was very bright. In some places, it was a bit dull. After a few seconds, Baba appeared and started looking at the globe. In a few seconds, I saw many, many people get emerged. Some were then started to touch the globe. Some get a bit scared looking at the globe, and some were looking at it in a different way. And after that, the globe starts rotating at a fast speed, and the light that was emanating from it was also much brighter. It was as though sparks, a bit of current was emanating from the globe. So everyone had a different reaction to it. Baba then said, "Child, did you see what the state of the world is today? There is fear amongst people. They feel that things are transforming very fast in the world, and they are just seeing the fearsome forms, the fearsome scenes, and so they were getting struck by that light, that electricity. It was as though a current was flowing through them when they were seeing these scenes. So even out there in the world, people are looking at the scenes of the situations and feeling a bit worried, scared. So they're getting struck, they're getting these jolts of fear, and they're not sure what's happening. Some are wondering, how can this world transform? How is it happening? And so that is putting them into a state of fear. After a few seconds, I then notice a light above the globe, and in the center of that light, I visualized Shiv Baba's rays of light spreading all around, and there were angels all around. And as those angels were flying here and there, they were emanating beautiful light and creating a very lovely scene. So seeing this scene, then people of the world come into a state of happiness and joy, and they feel that yes, God's light is appearing, and so that was giving them great joy. Baba then explained, children, according to the time, children out there, souls of the world are so scared, they are worried about the state of the world, they are wondering what's going to happen. So now it is the task of you children to glorify the Father and present souls of the world with experiences of the Father. I then saw another scene where there were smaller globes and they were in a circle, and as though they were positioned as a garland. The light that was emerging from these globes was sparkling. They too were rotating. They were a series of little globes. I then asked Baba what these were. Baba smiled and said, "Look at it closely and see what they are." Baba said, "Today, Baba has looked at the world, the globe of each child's thoughts, what kind of thoughts each Brahmin child is having. So Baba is looking at the world of each child's thoughts and how their own individual internal world is functioning. What are they doing within their unique world?" So from the time of Amritvela, Baba has been watching at this alaukik world. So it was actually a beautiful scene. As light was emerging from these globes, they were illuminating other globes, and the globes were rotating. So it was as a beautiful game in a sense for the children. What is happening within the world of the children's thoughts? Sometimes the children are drawn towards the past, their thoughts go to the past, sometimes it goes towards thinking race thoughts, thinking of others, and sometimes the children are having, and at times the children are having thoughts of experiences with the father, the company of the father, sometimes they're thinking about their spiritual endeavors, sometimes they have thoughts about their fortune. So when you have thoughts about being with the Father, then that globe of your thoughts sparkles, it gets illuminated very brightly, and very beautiful light emerges from that. And through that light, they're able to glorify themselves, they're able to reveal themselves, reveal their perfect form. And experience every attainment. When the children go towards the past, that light from each globe, each of their worlds, just dims a little, and that globe starts fluctuating a lot. So now the father wants to see that the children put a full stop to the past. Baba has placed the future form in front of you, children. So always emerge that future form in front of you and tailor your spiritual endeavors according to that. Sometimes the father has great mercy for the children, Baba's own children. Children of the world, souls of the world also come into a state of fear, and similarly, sometimes Baba's own children have such thoughts influenced by Maya that bring them into a state of fear. So the storms of Maya come to make the children strong, they come to make the children have realizations. They come in order for the children to become victorious. So the children should not get scared or frightened. The father is with you. Maintain your faith. And with the father's company, you can cross over any kind of situation easily. The children should always have the intoxication that it's the, through the father's company that you'll continue to have experiences, you'll be able to fly. It's through the father's company that you can transform this old world and bring about the new form. Baba was smiling and looking at the children closely. So all these little globes then take the form of a half moon circle in front of Baba. Very beautiful light was emerging from each of these globes. And it's through that light that one could visualize the new form, the future form of the new world. So these children are the creators of the new world, they are the special stars of the new world. And so Baba wants to always see you stars sparkling brightly, and people of the world will also feel that these are new and special stars who belong to the new world, and so you should be able to give these experiences to souls of the world. Baba was giving the signal that time is doing its own job, doing its own task. So according to the time, you children have to create your perfect and complete form, and through your complete and perfect form, you have to glorify the Father. Baba then gave drishti to everyone, and there was a lot of love in Baba's drishti. Baba said, every child of Baba's is dearly loved. Baba has given the children so much love, seated you on the Father's heart throne. And so Baba now wants to see you in your worthy of worship form. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. And I then returned. Om Shanti.